Time to check out all the latest in the AFL for Wideline Windows and Doors. Anytime is the right time to take a closer look at Wideline's three showrooms, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
GWS will take on North Melbourne this weekend. It'll be tomorrow night at Etihad Stadium. Lockie Whitfield joins us. G'day, Lockie.
G'day, lads. How you going?
Good, mate. They've been playing some decent footy, North Melbourne. They're sort of low in the top eight, but their announcement that they're not going to sign big four players, some of their great players next year, I don't know what sort of effect that'll have on them, Lockie.
Yeah, I guess we're probably the same. They've obviously had great careers, the four blokes that won't be playing on next year. And I know all the boys will be trying to play good footy for them to give them a really good send-off. So this week and into finals, they're going to be really raring to go and playing some good footy. So it should be a good game this Saturday night.
Mate, it's so tight at the top of that table for you guys. Even Hawthorn have come back to everybody, and you're currently fifth on the ladder and, you know, desperate to get a home final.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a weird year like that, I think. You know, I think mathematically we're still a chance to finish top, so it's, you never know what can happen. We've just got to try and grab the W this week and, you know, look forward to the finals upcoming ahead and just try and, play some good footy.
And, Lockie, has it been confirmed yet that you get to play it spotless if that is the case?
I'm probably the wrong person to ask that question to, mate.
Yeah.
I've stayed out of that sort of stuff. But I think if we are playing the Swans or something like that, we might be going over to ANZ Stadium. But yeah. I think, they're having a good chat with AFL at the moment. So what's going on?
Yeah, well, they're still undecided there too. That's still a chance of going from ANZ to SCG for them. So plenty of shenanigans still to be played. That can only have a positive effect, you'd have to think, on North Melbourne, wouldn't you? The dropping of their four superstars?
Yeah. Though, obviously, as I said before, we wanted to give them a really good send-off and try to finish the year for them really well and progress them as far as they can in the finals. So that'll start this week for them. And the four guys that won't be playing on next year are all still playing some seriously good footy. Boomer's probably in their best two or three players still. So, they're going to get up to the fight on Saturday night. So are we, though, which will be good. It'll be good to watch.
Lockie, uncharted ground for you guys this year, running into the finals and being in the top eight. How's the squad feeling?
Yeah, it is a bit. I don't know. It's a bit of a weird feeling. We're usually saddling up for Mad Monday about this time of year, but it's a completely different feeling. We know the season's still got a long way to go, and finals are really exciting and really unknown for us. So we're just kind of taking it as it comes and taking it all in, because it's obviously a new experience for all of us. And hopefully we can push as far as we can and get as much experience as we can.
Lucky. Get the players' point of view here, because it seems like a really weird decision to have this bye round. So you play all season, then everybody has a bye, then you start your final. So it actually is another season, isn't it? I mean, I guess you just do what you're told, don't you? But it seems a bit funny.
We just do what we're told, I guess. But personally, I'd probably rather go straight into next week and not have to think about it too much. Just roll in and, it's our first time in the finals. We just want to get it there and get involved. So it's a bit annoying, but I guess everyone will be fresh the following week and it'll be a better game of footy to watch for all the fans.
Fitness looks like a good thing with the squad, mate. You've got the same 22 that really demolished Fremantle last week.
Yeah. I think it's only the second time in our history we've had an unchanged side. And we've got a really healthy list at the moment. Our NAFL boys are doing really well. They finished second on the ladder and they got the weekend off this week. So spots are really tight and it's a good problem to have. And a healthy list going to finals is a real positive for us.
Yeah, and important to take some winning form into that bye week. Otherwise, it would be a really long 2 weeks, Lockie.
Yeah, I reckon. I think we'd just be jumping at it to get back on the field. So it's really important this Saturday night. And I think there might be a chance that we might be playing North again in the first week of the finals, depending on results. So, it could take a while, that two-week period.
Or can you explain? I think I heard that North Melbourne could even be out of the running by the time you play this game.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm sort of like up in Sydney, you don't hear as much media, so no. We kind of just put our heads down. But
sure.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I don't want to give you a bum steer either, mate. So, but yeah, that could be the case. Lockie, we thank you so much for your time, mate.
Righto, lads. Thanks for having me.
Good luck. They take on North Melbourne. That's at Etihad Stadium, 7:25 on Saturday night will be the bounce in the ball. And as far as the betting is concerned, North Melbourne, $2.60. But as you mentioned, Slats, they're going to be riding a big high of emotion. You know, a guy who's played 430 games for the club.
Could work for them.
Has been told he's not wanted next year. GWS are the hot favourites there at $1.52. $1.52 GWS at tab.com.au.